UB graduate student Habib Mohamed Yenes is imagining a peg being placed in a round hole. He focuses on getting the mind-controlled robot in front of him to do exactly what he's thinking.
When I think push, it actually you see it's being pushed back. When I want to rotate it clockwise, I'm thinking it's rotating, so it rotates.
Yenes says the key to getting the robotic arm to do what you want it to do is to clear your mind.
If your mind is filled with something else, I don't think you'll be able to control the robot properly.
Researchers across the world are working on various versions of brain-computer interface or BCI devices, but UB professor Tankursi Kasavada says those systems are controlled by sensors surgically inserted into the brain.
So what we are trying to do is try to use surface sensors to collect data from the brain while you're thinking of some things or imagining things in your mind and using that as an input to make the robot drive and do things.
The BCI program they've been researching uses a headset outfitted with 14 sensors, a computer program, and the robotic arm. Kasavadas, who is spearheading the project, says if they can perfect the system, it will be an affordable option for advanced manufacturing companies to enhance production.
Maybe the robot is working in an environment which is unsafe for human beings, say in space, for instance. It may be a better way to control the robot is having the person who's trained to imagine the actions as opposed to programming a robot to do things.
UB's brain-computer interface would also be a less invasive choice for people who are paralyzed or disabled. Kasavadas adds that mind-controlled robots are not meant to eliminate jobs.
I think the whole idea of BCI is not to replace human beings, but to use the human beings' ability to make wise decisions. This would be something which will make the life of human beings easier or make maybe the environment more efficient.
Kasavada says the research team's next order of business is to get the BCI to function when people's minds aren't clear, as multitasking is necessary in the workplace. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.